name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I was asked to speak about the salvation from dogmatic concept, yani from the dogma. The dogma of the church or Christianity, though, because actually the salvation is one of the topics that all the churches believe in. There is no differences. What differences, what's who kind from between any of the churches. Every Christian do believe in a salvation. And the salvation literally means to be delivered, deliverance from bad thing, dangerous or even deadly thing, to be saved from them. To speak about salvation, we have to begin from the very beginning. Do you want to hear the story from the beginning? From the very beginning. Okay. From the very beginning, there was God. And in the first verse in Genesis, he says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Just one verse. And then, to explain it, he said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Here, God created means God the Father. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water means the Holy Spirit. And then, verse 3, then God said, let there be light. Said means Jesus Christ, the Logos. God speaks means the voice of the Lord. When God speaks, who speaks? The second person, Jesus Christ. Here is the Holy Trinity from the very beginning. Okay? Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Among the light, there was enlightening spirits, or spirits made of light. We call them angels. And these angels were 10 orders. Number 2, angels. Don't ask me now. Number 3, archangels. Malish, I use low tech, not high tech, because of my generation. Yeah. Number 3, principalities. Number 5, authorities. Number 6, I said authorities, and they give them thrones. Seven, dominions. Eight, powers. Nine, مش جاية كده خلينا اكتبها هنا. Nine, cherubim. Then seraphim. These are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I skipped number one because number one was Satana Il. Satanael was the first chief or of on all the angelic orders, all of them. So all of them were 10. The highest was Satanael. And then Satanael, as it's written in Isaiah 14, said to himself, why do I worship God? Why do I honor God? I have authority. I have wisdom, I have power, I have everything. So I don't need God. I put my throne in the altar of the highest. Then he was removed from this because Il means God. Satanael means God. Mikael means the fiendness, who is like God. Gabriel, the power of God. Raphael, the joy of God. And Il, the term Il means God. When he said, I will not worship God, he became only Satan, instead of being Satanael. Then the orders have become how many? How many? The orders now? 9. Then God created man instead of Satanael to complete the 10 orders. And then man, خلاص عرفنا هذه. Okay, خليها كده احسن برضو. انتوا شايفين اللي ورا كده؟ شايفين هما هنا؟ we said they are 10 orders. Then before God created man, he created animals, he created birds, he created fish. Yes? All this creation were bodies, but not spirits. Spirits means eternal spirits. They live forever. Eternal spirits, they live forever. So here, animals were created bodies only. And the angels with all their orders or ranks were spirits only. Right? Then God, when he created man, he created him spirit plus body. He took dust and he breathed into the dust with his spirit. Then he became a living soul. God became a living soul, but has body. This body does not live forever. But this spirit is eternal because it was from God. Right? Now, man is in between here. Let us say, when I say man, I mean human being, man and woman and everyone here. Then, if man, this is an introduction to the idea of salvation, if man behaves according to the Spirit, he will be living angelic life. If he behaves according to the body, he will become like the animals. You understand now? That's why from the beginning, God asked Adam after he created, and we will speak about Adam and Eve now, after he created man, he asked him not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We'll explain it later. But just I put this introduction to know where we are made from. We are made of spirits from God and bodies from dust. Animals have no life after they die. خالص بتذبح الفرخة وتاكلها وخلاص مش هتقول الله يرحمها الفرخة كانت مش عارف ايه يحسن إليها كان ما فيش خلاص animal means has soul and body but here man has spirit soul and body and the body here means soul and flesh here. Okay, you understand this? Let us move later. Next. Move next. Now, Lord, the Lord our God created Adam, as I said, from dust. Breathed in him, and then he found that Adam is alone. While all the other creation is male and female. And then he said, it's not good to leave Adam alone without partner. And then did he create Eve separately? No. He didn't create Eve separately. He took a rib from Adam after he let him be in deep slumber, took rib, and he made Eve for him. So Eve was made from rib of Adam. Not separate creation. That's why every husband and wife, as if the husband found his lost rib in his wife, and they marry together and they become one. And this is the meaning that in the marriage, as a sacrament, we are not two separate bodies, but one. Understand? So when he, now Adam and Eve became family, but before he made Adam Eve for Adam, he asked Adam not to eat from the tree, what so called knowledge of good and evil. Why? Adam and Eve, Adam knew this before Eve was made from him. And he took the commandment from the Lord. Number one, he wanted Adam to be free. Because when he created Adam, he created him on his image and likeness. Right? Image and likeness means the likeness and image of God. One of them is freedom. So, how can I be free if I don't have two opposite issues and I choose one and or prefer one over the other? So, this freedom, God wanted Adam to choose always good and avoid him from knowing evil. Unfortunately, the serpent, which was possessed by the devil, who spoke to Eve first and then Adam, betrayed Eve and said to her, God knows that when you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and even evil, you will be like him. This is half-truth. The other half of the truth is knowing good and evil will put Adam in trouble, will put him in trouble. Because when God knows good and evil, when the evil approaches God, it dies because of the nature of God. But for Adam, he may be affected by the evil. So the trick that the devil betrayed Adam, even Eve and then Adam, was to know good and bad, you will be like God. But the full truth, knowing good and evil, will put you in trouble, will let you go sometimes or most of times towards the desires of the flesh rather than the desires of the spirit. What was before and after? Before Eva, before they ate, right? Adam was very wise. How? He named all the creation. He gave names to all the creation, even to his wife. When he awoke from sleep, from his slumber and saw woman beside him, he said, oh, she is now taken from a man. Then I call her woman. Woman. And the Lord gave Adam the freedom or the chance to call all the creation. He was very wise. Number two, he was very pure. Look back at the last verse in chapter 2. 25, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. There was no feeling of shame. They were pure. They were innocent. شو بقى تكتبها زي innocent دي. They knew only love. They didn't know anything but love, right? They knew respect to each other. They knew working with each other. All of that was before. After they ate, what happened to them? After none innocent, right? Number two, felt shame. Why? Because they recognized that they were naked. And they were ashamed of that. Number three, unwise. How? They tried to cover themselves, but they covered only part of their body. And also unwise, they didn't know that the Lord sees them everywhere. They tried to hide from God. Unwise. Number four, which is bad, very bad, they did not admit guiltiness. On the contrary, Adam said, "The woman that you brought to me, give me and I ate." And Eve said, "The serpent betrayed me, and I ate." رمى كل واحد خطيئته على الثاني. They didn't admit guiltiness, or didn't admit that they did something wrong. And as I said, they tried to hide themselves. Number five also from this, that they put the result of their sin on God Himself, because God let Eve listen to the serpent and let Adam listen to Eve. So this was very bad, and many other things. They lost their innocence. They lost their purity. They lost their simplicity to see to each other. And more than that, yes. هقول دي بقى number five. كويس انك فكرتني بيها. Thank you. Number five, Eve looked at the tree. She find the tree beautiful and delicious, although she did not even taste it. Beautiful. Tradition says that it was an apple or something like that. But I will come to this later. But she looked at it, as Samir said, she looked at the fruit as if it's very beautiful and very delicious to eat and looks fantastic. She found it very, very beautiful. Fruit, okay, bad look of Eve to the truth. Now, result, when Adam ate of the fruit. Before he did that, God said to him, "When you eat from this fruit, you will die. Question now. Was it warning or punishment? When God said to him, when you eat, you will die. Was that warning or punishment? Warning. Sah, beher. Warning or punishment? Yusuf. Warning. What do you say, warning? Yes. Exactly. He will be responsible. He escaped from responsibility, but he was responsible when he ate. And the Lord warned him, as if I ask my child not to put his finger in the power, because he will be shocked with electric. It's not punishment, it's a warning. Or don't cross the street without looking right and left, lest you will be kicked by a car. So it was warning. But the result is Adam must die. Must die. Now, I have one of two possibilities. Either God may say, okay, don't worry, forget it. Don't do it again. I know that. When God says that, then he is not God. Because God, when he says, it's true. And the knowledge of good and evil, which came to the nature of Adam, was not something simple. And the word death here does not mean the separation between spirit and body. No. The death here meant the separation between God and man. And because God is life, when man separates from God, then he is dead. Why do I say that? Because until now, we face what's so-called death, but it's not death. In our understanding, our concept is not death. The true death is the separation between God and man. Now, Adam must die. God says, forget it. ينفع؟ ينفع ان ربنا يقول له forget it؟ معلش بقى زبعته مرة تانية ما تاكلش؟ No. Never. Why? Because before he ate, he was something, and after he ate, he and his wife, they became completely another thing. Number two, man must live. Man must live. How come man must live? Must die and must live. Then there is no other solution than that a man with certain conditions must die to fulfill what happened to Adam, the first, and must resurrect to give Adam a new life. Here we come to the conditions. A man with certain conditions. لا خلينا نقولها كده. Savior to save him, to give him salvation with certain conditions. Number one, must be man. Must be human. Because from the same body which ate and committed the sin, must take the same body. Right? Number two, must be unlimited. Because it was a sin against God who is unlimited. So the salvation must be unlimited. Because when you do something against a person, it will be on the degree of this victim that you did mistake against him. Must be unlimited. Number three, must die. Number four, must live. Live here, I will resurrect. Number five, must be creator. Why? Because Adam lost his good nature, innocent nature, and he became now under sin, and he became very weak towards the sin. So must be must be creator to give him a new nature, to recreate him again. Number six, must be sinless. Yani, if I am accused of something, and you are solicitor, you are my advocate, you must not be guilty with the same accused in أنا متهم به. Okay? If he was sinless, if he was sinner, then he is not eligible for the salvation. What else? He must die, resurrect, and ascend. Ascend to heaven to bring back the relationship between man and God to its normal relationship, to its normal case. Yes. Number two, yeah. The sin which Adam committed was against God. God asked him not to eat. And the problem was not in the apple. The problem was not in the fruit. Was the problem in the fruit, or the problem was in the disobedience? Disobedience. So there was a magic. There wasn't a magic power in the fruit. Whoever eats of it knows the knowledge and has the knowledge of evil and good. No, it was the issue of disobedience. And it could be in a tree. Could be any tree, but he called it, the Lord called it the tree of knowledge of bad and evil. Okay? Number eight. Yes. في سؤال yeah good and evil and old bad and evil good and evil number eight he must be judge he is advocate and judge at the same time because he brings the case completely before the Father. And then when he says, I forgive your sins, they are forgiven. All of these conditions can never be fulfilled except by God. Except by God. And this is the meaning of salvation. Salvation here can never be done by angel, because the angel has nobody, by any of the very good people like Abraham or Isaac or Noah, or because all of them are under sin and limited, not unlimited, right? Or any other creation in the whole world. Then, نراجع تاني عشان انت سبتنا نقولها تاني نقول man unlimited die resurrect create بس انا يعني كنت احب after resurrect احط هنا ascend واحط هنا judge وبعدين احط الحاجتين التانيين بقى قلنا عليهم ايه بقى die resurrect ascend judge without sin sinless مش كده واخر واحده creator exactly ودي تبقى احسن creator لان ده نتيجه ال are you interested ولا Are you following me? This is the main idea of salvation. To understand what the meaning of the salvation, we have to recognize who is the Savior and who could be the Savior. None but God. God has three persons in one nature. Three persons in Him. Father, can never be having body. Spirit, Holy Spirit, can never have body because it's spirit. He is a spirit, right? But Logos here, which we call it word, and the word word is very weak. When we say, in the beginning was the word, it's very weak. من بنقول في البدء كان الكلمة, it's very weak. We should say, in the beginning was the logos. Because the logos comes from it, the logic, the wisdom, the speaking person of the Holy Trinity. Speakable person of the Holy Spirit. بنسميها عقل الله الناطق the speakable mind of God or نطق الله العاقل دي أو دي that's why the Logos offered himself to perform the salvation of the whole world you are with me now okay خلاص that's why God decided to save the whole world. Because if he did not do that, he could be named disabled God. Because he was not able to save Adam, whom he created to live forever. Right? Then the Lord came, the Lord Jesus Christ, came to the world, and we, tomorrow evening and on Sunday, will celebrate the first Lord feast of the Lord, which is the Annunciation, when the angel went to announce to Saint Mary about the birth or incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. To fulfill all these the conditions, Jesus wanted to be born without sin. Yassal Zaydi. Yassal Zaydi. Jesus wanted to be born without sin. Hassal Zayba. He chose a woman without man. And he sent his Holy Spirit to let her be pregnant with Jesus Christ. And he protected her from inside. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you from outside. Then he was born like Adam when he was created before falling in sin, so as to avoid inheritance of the original sin. So the birth of Jesus Christ without man was not just a miracle. No, it was an economy of God, because he wanted to be born without the original sin. Then he was born without man. And this is the only case in the history of the world that from Adam until the end of the ages that a woman could be pregnant without man. Because the sperm was not from a man, so there was no inheritance of the original sin. Then he fulfilled the point of sinless. And he was born a man. He was incarnate. He was born. We believe in one God in the creed. Man, without sin. But at the same time, this man has divinity. And humanity. Humanity here, فيها spirit, plus soul, plus body. So the Lord Jesus Christ has what we call humanity and nasut. Humanity here, spirit, soul, and body, plus the divinity, the Holy Spirit. That's why he was unlimited. He was unlimited. He has the nasut and the lahut. He has the divinity and he has the humanity in him. What happened, Taman? When he was born in that, likening us in everything except the sin. So he lived a perfect life. Perfect life. And then when he was crucified, not as a result of the sin. Right? Because one of the results of the sin is to die. But because he was without sin, he was not supposed to die. Then on the third day, he resurrected with the power of his divinity. What happened when he said, "It is finished, Father. In your hands, I deliver my soul." What happens? احنا قلنا بقى ان هنا في spirit, right? The spirit دي كانت فيها ايه؟ الdivinity. واحد يقول لي انت قلت الdivinity والspirit. اصل هنا الdivinity unlimited. For divinity was with the spirit, and the divinity was the body in the tomb. So the divinity helped the body to resurrect on the third day. And the divinity helped the spirit to go into the Hades, taking all the souls who were awaiting, leading them to the paradise of joy, opening the paradise of joy with the power of his divinity. Is it difficult? Clear here? يبقى هنا يعني We knew what the meaning of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He resurrected in this way. He resurrected with the power of his divinity from the tomb. He entered the Hades with the spirit that he delivered in the hands of the Father with the divinity. And then he conquered Satan in the Hades and took all the ready souls who lived a good life in the Old Testament and opened the paradise of joy. And then opened it for the right thief. Right thief was one of the first people who entered the paradise of joy after the salvation. Okay? This is the meaning of salvation. The last point. Until what I said now, our Lord Jesus Christ performed that salvation. He came to us. He was incarnate, lived a perfect life, was crucified, resurrected from the dead, ascended into heavens. And the ascension here, by the way, that he took my body and put it in the right hand of the Father, as we say, in the highest, in the kingdom of heavens, not in the paradise. The paradise of joy is the awaiting case or state or place of the good spirits. But the kingdom of heavens is not open to anyone except Jesus Christ with his body that he took from the Mother of God, giving him the power of resurrection after he resurrected on the third day after crucifixion. The third day of crucifixion. Okay? Now, God, his body, which represented representing my body, is in the kingdom of heaven. He performed it. He gave all the people the possibility of being saved, the possibility of salvation. The last point, how can I benefit of the salvation? In one word, by following the whole steps of the Savior. This is the only way. This is the only way. He performed the salvation, fulfilled it, performed it, ascended into heavens. Now he is in heaven with my body. How can benefit of that? Following the same steps. Number one, sacraments. And this is the meaning of sacraments. I must die with him, right? I must die with him. He was resurrected for me. I must die with him. I have to, in the morning we said that Elijah, يعني نام فوق الولد العيان الميت ابن الأرملة عشان يقومه من الموت. The same thing. احنا بننزل في المية بتاعت المعمودية as a tomb. As a tomb. And then when we touch the body of Jesus Christ in the Ma'amudiyya, when we die with him, then we will live with him. So the first step to follow or to benefit of the cross is to be baptized. And with the baptism, I die with him. Number two, to receive the Holy Communion, to receive the Holy Spirit permanently. To become the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. And I put on Jesus Christ by the baptism. هو قال كده. أنتم الذين اعتمدتم للمسيح قد لبستم المسيح. you who were baptized to Jesus Christ, put on Jesus Christ. فأنا from outside I put on Jesus Christ. From inside I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Right? Number three. After I have this new nature, I received the new nature through baptism and Meirun, right? Now I have to keep this nature. Why? Because I'm still free. And this baptism and Meirun did not give me carte blanche not to work, to fall in sin, but gave me a certain power from outside and inside to overcome Satan. I still have the freedom. Some are still possible to fall, but not as the people outside who are under slavery, under authority of Satan. I'm not under authority of Satan. But still, as Dr. Samir said, still the desires can be lusts. Could be lusts. I eat. I have marriage, but I am not satisfied with one woman. I do. Even without marriage, I look here and look here and look here, commit adultery. So I'm still under the possibility of sin, but I have the power. I don't die because of my sin, because he died for me. Then what do I do? What do I do? I repent. Repent means regret what I do. And declare this repentance in the presence of the priest in what we call confess. I repent and confess. And then to renew the power of resurrection in me, I receive the Holy Communion. Sacraments. We don't have the sacraments because there are rules we have to do. No, I'm not in this concept. Sorry, it's 10:15. Khalas, I conclude as soon as I can. But it's very interesting issue to understand what is the meaning of salvation in our Christianity. So you are now different, and you have to know that you are different. بقيت السكرمنتس بقى, if you want to marry, search for the rib. But don't search in في البارات وفي البتاع وفي الفيسبوك وفي الكلام الهلس ده. No. You are searching for your rib. You need to pray to ask the Lord to guide you to your partner of life for life. Because you will have this rib to become one with her forever. This is the meaning of a marriage. When you are sick, you ask for the priest to anoint you. When you want to dedicate your life to God as a priest, serve God, you will be anointed as a servant of all these sacraments. This is number one, the sacraments. Number two, keep a relationship with God all time. Let your life be life of prayer. A life of prayer does not mean you have to take the agbaya and go with it everywhere you go. No. But you have to keep your mind and your heart in the presence of God. We need to. We are very happy to do that. So that's why salvation accompanies you all your life. So you are the temple of God. And the temple of God is not supposed to go to bad word, to bad places. It's not supposed to test this and test this and test this. And this is not the meaning of freedom. Salvation here means to keep your relationship continuously with God through prayers, fasting, to conquer the bad desires in you so as not to reach the level of lusts, and to read the Bible, to remember all time the word of God, to encourage you, to remind you with them, and so to serve the Lord, to get the fruits of the Holy Spirit. All that. كل ده. Result, normal result, your new nature. Your new nature means that you have all these in you, and you can get them if you want. If you don't want, after you take all that, خلاص هتبقى عامل زي واحد اخذ دكتوراه خد PhD وقعد في بيته. طب خدتها ليه؟ تعبت نفسك ليه وخدتها لما انت مش عايز تشتغل بيها؟ خدتها ليه؟ او واحد مثلا مالتي مليونير بقى مثلا ملياردير ريتش وبعدين رايح يشتغل باتلر على الرصيف يشحت. طب ما انت غني، انت فيك الروح القدس، دور عليه على happiness برا، false happiness برا، false pleasures برا. This is the normal result of our salvation. I'm very sorry that it was too long. I tried to summarize as much as I can. بس احنا ابتدينا متأخر. Whatsoever يعني احنا ابتدينا متأخر. Do you have any question on that? I خلاص أنا كده finished يعني على كده. Creation, salvation, what is the meaning? How to live it and to how to keep it in your life so as not to be lost after you are found now. You are found. God bless all of you. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Father, ibuna sallimna. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.